Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based out of Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching is, Stay Awake, Folks.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, Stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Who then is the faithful and prudent servant whom the master has put in charge of his household to distribute them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on his arrival finds him doing so. Amen, I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that wicked servant says to him, My master is long delayed, and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with drunkards, the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish him severely and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. The Gospel of the Lord. It's time to wake up, folks, for you do not know what day your Lord will come. Are we aware that the gift of life is right here in front of us? It's time to till the ground and scatter seeds. Time to open our eyes and ears and engage with the world. There aren't any secret passwords here that we have to memorize. We received the one and only password the day we were immersed into the living waters of baptism and anointed as a disciple of Jesus. Our task now is to lift high the torch of truth and justice. We dig deep so that we can tap into the life-giving well of God's underground river of grace. Jesus is calling us to take risks on this path of new life, to stay awake. The time is now, he says, pointing into the heart of the world, inviting us to break open the word and share the bread of compassion with other pilgrims along the way. The hardened winter ground is gone now, and the seed of the word that was sown into us during the springtime has now been embraced by the warmth and beauty of summer. This is the time to wake up, to sneak quietly into God's garden, time to open our eyes with wonder and let life explode in all four directions. Yes, time to wake up, says Jesus. Soon we will be witnesses of the new birth of hope, the garden of God's plenty. There's not a lot of time to waste, though. Jesus sends us out with urgency. Wake up, he cries. I am the way, the truth, and the life. St. Dominic, our founder, knew that we could not preach God's word without first being rooted in a deep grounding, a contemplative life rooted in the here and now. He saw the everyday faces of women and men of his times. He embraced beggars, the sick and the poor who sat on the pathways crying out for mercy and a morsel of bread. Are we ready? Are we ready to be sent out into the four directions? Are we ready to join Jesus and his friends as we watch the birth of new hope unfold right before our eyes? It's time for us to wake up, folks, and contemplate the colorful face of God. Plants and seeds, roots and rainbows, children's faces and fields tilled with new life. We are bearers of a gift, God's gift of word and sacrament. reminding us that we have been called to an attentive listening and rootedness in the here and now. What are the cries that we hear in our days and nights? I ask that question every time I return from my prison ministry. Are we alert to these voices on the fringes? Do we read the news and share it with others? Do we look deeply into the faces of our neighbors and exchange a smile? Do we take time to read and listen to the stories of the day so that we can be attentive to the cries of God's people? The poor are not just on the other side of the world. They cross our paths and our hearts every single day. How important it is, then, for us to slow down enough so that we can see the sad faces and rejoice when we hear the children laughing. When did we last walk down the corridor of a hospital and see a nurse making a child laugh? It's there, right there, where we preachers practice contemplation, an essential piece of our vocation. That is why our eyes must be cleansed by tears and our hearts attuned to the cry of the poor.